אנחנו קוראים בכתבי בעל הסולם עמוד 580, שמעתי סמך וו.
We're reading שמעתי, article number 66, The Giving of the Torah. You can find the article on archive.kbb1.com.
כתבי בעל הסולם עמוד 580, שמעתי סמך וו.
שמעתי, article 66, The Giving of the Torah.
עניין מתן תורה שהיה במעמד הר סיני.
The issue of the giving of the Torah that occurred on Mount Sinai does not mean that the Torah was given once and then the giving was stopped. Rather, there is no absence in spirituality. Since spirituality is an eternal matter, unending, but since, from the perspective of the giver, we are unfit to receive the Torah, we say that the cessation is by the Upper One. However then, at the foot of Mount Sinai, the whole of Israel were ready to receive the Torah. As it is written, there Israel encamped before the mount as one man and one heart. At that time, the whole public was prepared. They had but one intention, which is a single thought about the reception of the Torah. However, there are no changes from the perspective of the giver. He always gives. It is written in the name of the Baal Shem Tov that every day must one hear the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai. The Torah is called the potion of life and the potion of death. We must understand how two opposites can be said about a single subject. We must know that we cannot attain any reality as it is in itself. Rather, we attain everything according to our sensations. And reality, as it is in itself, is of no interest to us at all. Hence, we do not attain the Torah as it is in itself, but only attain our sensations. Thus, all of our impressions follow only our sensations. Therefore, when a person is studying Torah and the Torah removes him from the love of God, this Torah is certainly considered the potion of death. Conversely, if this Torah that he is learning brings him closer to the love of God, it is certainly considered the potion of life. But the Torah in itself, the existence of the Torah in and of itself, without consideration of the lower one who must attain it, is considered a light without a clean, where there is no attainment whatsoever. Hence, when we speak of the Torah, it refers to the sensations that a person receives from the Torah, and only then determine the reality for the creatures. When one works for oneself, it is called lo lishma. But from lo lishma, we arrive at lishma. Hence, if one has not yet been rewarded with the reception of the Torah, one hopes to be rewarded with the reception of the Torah in the following year. But when one has been awarded the wholeness of Lishma, one has nothing more to do in this world, since he has already corrected everything to being in the wholeness of Lishma. For this reason, each and every year there is the time of reception of the Torah, since that time is ready for an awakening from below. This is because it is the awakening of the time when the light of the giving of the Torah was revealed in the lower ones. Hence there's an awakening from above which gives strength to the lower ones to be able to perform the qualifying act to receive the Torah as then when they were ready to receive the Torah. Therefore, if one marches on a path where the lo lishma will bring him the lishma, he marches on the path of truth. Then one should hope that he will eventually be rewarded with achieving lishma and will be awarded the reception of the Torah. Yet caution is required to constantly keep the goal before one's eyes, or he will march on an opposite line, as the root of the body is reception for itself. Thus it always draws to itself, to its root, which is reception, in order to receive the opposite of the Torah called the Tree of Life. This is why the body considers the Torah the potion of death.
But it's
Rabash wrote what he heard from Bala Sulam. It says, Shamati during the meal of the eve of Shavuot.
So he
didn't write.
I didn't believe him. I remember the first time, after 3-4 months, we went to the doctor's office, and he said, I wanted to give you something to read. And he gave me, and he said, what is it? He said, this is things that my father spoke in different instances, and I heard, but it wasn't allowed to write before him. Or I was with him in a conversation, or he spoke before everyone. For the most part, it was during Shabbat or something, and then afterwards I wrote it. And I thought to myself, how can it be? This is a 2-3 page article. And I heard it a few hours ago, and now I'm going to write it the way he said it. Can it be? Believe me, it can be. Later I understood that it's possible. You take a picture inside, and you take a picture of that lesson internally. That's why what he heard on the meal of the night of Shavuot. Of course, he couldn't write it. And later he went and wrote it. That's how it is. Questions?
He says here, because the time is right for an awakening from below, for the reception of the light of the Matan Torah. The question is there any change in the upper providence?
Yeah, there are times for good, times for bad. For us, it expresses in the corporeal time.
From what I understand, it's steady influence.
No, it's not permanent. It comes during days, nights, weeks, festive days, holidays. You can use them according to your degree, according to your powers. But from above, when we say the upper light is in absolute rest, it means that everything it does is for the good of the created beings, but it's constantly changing. Otherwise, would you change if the upper light didn't change? We're just like a yo-yo. We're impressed by the upper light. There's no actions in us, no movement, if not for the light that changes. He's in constant, absolute rest, meaning he has one direction, one goal. That's the meaning of rest. And it's infinite number of actions and a huge frequency. And it's said about it that it's in absolute rest because the intention doesn't change.
From what I understand, there is steady influence and a rashimo that is revealed. And this is something that I don't understand. You're saying that sometimes the light works one way, sometimes differently.
There are constant changes in the light, but no changes in the intention of the light to do good. And in the lights, you have many, many changes. Inner lights and surrounding lights and descending lights and ascending lights and moving lights and you name it. It's all done by the light. On the contrary, the lights are shaking and moving the vessels. We have to think about it. From this, you will understand. You better understand spiritual definitions. What do they mean? Only according to the intentions, not according to the action. The action can be extremely bad, but it's for the good. Then we say that he's doing it with love. What love? I'm suffering here. Love. From him, it's only love. Because it doesn't relate to our will to receive. That's about to be finished anyways. But it relates to the goal we have to reach.
No. Rav,
two questions, please. The first is, he says here that Israel are ready to receive the Torah. What is this in our work, in our connection?
Connection.
And the second question, that studying the Torah has to help us love the Creator.
There's no expression. You simply begin to love Him. You begin to feel someone that you love.
No, so that I won't fantasize that I love the Creator.
No, no fantasies. You don't even imagine that. It is born in you, like that. Suddenly. It comes. You begin to love. Yes, Vika. You also suddenly love.
Especially you.
I don't feel it. Don't see the signs of love.
I'm Romanian. What can I do?
He thinks it justifies him.
He said that the state of Mount Sinai, by the way, this surprise that Bala Sulam writes, that the Torah wasn't given only once, and the people of Israel, they think that the state of Mount Sinai was only once.
No, everybody knows it. Only you don't know it. Every day there's a giving of the Torah.
No, the reception of the Torah, this happened just once. Moses climbed the mountain, came down, gave the Torah.
I never heard about it.
There wasn't even a movie about it. I remember Charleston Heston since I was a child. I was taught at school.
We can see it about you.
But it says that the state of Mount Sinai. The state of Mount Sinai. What is that?
There are actions in the air. I don't know how to say it. They're all there. They exist from the beginning of creation to the end of creation. Like that. And you can be integrated in them. So, there is a giving of the Torah. You can be integrated in this action, in this occasion. You receive the strength to correct and move forward. Or it comes from you in its time, in its due time, or you can rise to it whenever you are ready, even before that. In Achishena, I shall hasten it. But this process is written. The end of the action is in the initial thought. Everything is already spread out. And there's also a part of the general soul called Tzvika.
I remember you taught us, and maybe I'm wrong, really. Maybe I don't understand, but isn't revealing the hate a part of things? I mean, isn't the hate revealed in order for us to reveal love, and then we get the Torah? You didn't say anything about it today, so I'm kind of confused.
The special occasion in Mount Sinai invites the hate. Why is it not good?
No, it's good, but...
Hate for who? For Israel. From whom? The nations of the world. Meaning from the will to receive and the will to bestow, the intention to bestow. from that moment on, there is a split between them. That these are the vessels that belong to in order to bestow, and those are the vessels that belong to in order to receive.
It says that when we receive the Torah, my question is very simple. Until the Torah is revealed, until we reveal the hate, we can't receive the Torah?
Of course not.
And when is this hate revealed?
Whenever you succeed in coming closer to the Torah, then the hate reveals.
So this is my question. What am I supposed to come to? We're talking about connection, or vote. What does it give me?
It brings you hate from the whole world, especially to those who belong to the other side of the Torah.
I remember that my wife and me, we almost got divorced because of these things. She hated me, I hated her, hate this, hate that. So, eventually, aren't you afraid that you'll be left here with one person?
I don't know, I'm not so deep in all those things.
No, I mean, if hatred will erupt here, any kind.
Which kind? Here in the group?
Yeah.
Of course it will be. They would want to kill one another. All the better, as a result of a progress.
They'll overcome it.
They will overcome it and discover the secrets of Torah.
Is it possible to do this?
It's written about the students of Rabbi Shimon. Why should we want the same state for ourselves?
So this is why we need the Arvut, in order not to run away?
The Arvut is the formula of connection between the parts of the vessel to become one vessel. The formula of connection. What is the connection between vessels that are separate? You assemble wheels, engine, all the parts in the car. You arrange them together so that they will all support one another, work together. What is this harmony they have to come to? Arvut. Each part feels other parts and works in harmony between them. This is called Arvut, mutual guarantee. It's simply every system. What is a system? Even two, the smallest group is two. Or even more than that, that they want to work as one in order to advance towards a goal. Although they are different, the goal is one for each one, but each one is working differently as a result of his nature. So the formula of connection between them is called Arvut. What's not clear here? Take anything, any system. Electrical system, mechanical system, biological, zoological, doesn't matter, a system of the whole world, all the worlds. Systems. It can't be that a system, even that is made of two parts, that has to exist. That's the, if we're talking about a system, you know, the smallest system is two. So connection between them means that he works in one way and he works in another way. That's why they're different. But there's a goal between them. And then towards that goal, they connect. But they remain different. This is the connection that we have in the group. When you look at the friends later, they hate one another completely. In a moment, they connect to one goal. After a moment, again, they hate one another because there's a revelation of the new desire to receive. So again, they hate one another, and a moment later, they connect. That's how we advance.
And it means that the Torah, as is, without any calculations from the lower ones, is considered light without a kli that we have no attainment of.
Yeah, it's not attained by us. It doesn't belong to us.
So, how's the kli actually built?
The vessel is built gradually by the light, four phases of direct light. You learned about it.
But what you just explained, The Torah, it's revealed and then hidden and again. And how's the Kli built?
By trying hard, specifically. We have animals, 10 animals. They start to discover between them a common goal. They understand that you can't reach it except through connection between them. That in the connection between them, they discover the goal. The goal is in them. But the moment they connect, combine between them in the right way, the goal appears between them, not outside of them. That's what we need to have. Just to connect. More questions? Nothing. No, Gershon, okay. Hanukh also has a question. I'm going away. Okay.
Potion of life and potion of death. The potion of death, is it something that you need for the correction, or is it what?
Potion of life and potion of death, as usual in the wisdom of Kabbalah, there are several interpretations for that. A potion of death could be something that's sweet, like a potion, like a drug, but it brings you death. There are many people today. I used to have such, I don't know what's going on with them today. From Netanya, two old elderly people. I asked them, what's going on? What's up? They said, we have pills. Each one has his own pills. When we see that we're unable to deal with life, we're going to take these pills and fall asleep forever. That's it. This is the potion of death or of life. It's a potion that's sweet, but it kills you. So what are you asking?
I'll read what it says.
You're also in that. You understand that in our regular life, we are in the potion of death, because you are mitigating, sweetening this life, and with that, you're going to die. Don't look at me like that. I'm not giving this to you. You're choosing it.
Therefore, when a person studies Torah and it distances him from love of the Creator, then it's called the potion of death. It says a person studies Torah.
Yeah, that's something else. When he studies Torah, and by studying the Torah, it removes him from the Creator. So it removes him.
So this is a stage that
we have to go through. How? When he discovers that this is the Torah, and the Torah gives him death, the potion of death, and he's willing to receive it because it is the Torah, then he moves to the potion of life.
So if I understand correctly, then it's...
He's willing to adhere to the Creator by that. You feel it very, very clearly when, you know, there are terrible states come to a person, and a person rejoices in that. In the beginning, of course, he falls, but then he rejoices because it's a stimulant that pushes him to cleave to the Creator.
But we know that the body is willing to fight. It doesn't want to die, meaning the will to receive. It fights.
The will to receive, not the physical body.
Yeah, it fights. It wants to live. It wants to enjoy.
It wants nothing.
It doesn't want anything.
What, you don't feel it sometimes? That we want nothing? Okay, this is the same roundabouts.
How can we use the time that you're not here in order to receive the Torah?
When the Rav is not present, you have an opportunity, truly an opportunity. make such connection that Rav is probably disturbing you in that. I'm saying there's something in it. Rav is disturbing you from connecting because you're looking at him. So look at one another and make a connection. You can gain tremendously from that. Truly. Just like we read today. These excerpts of about Shavuot. Only connection. Until there will be revealed there one man in one heart, and there, then you will receive the Torah. I'm wishing you that with all my heart, because it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity. I'm not going to be here. It's not a congress, nothing. It's 10 days of quiet. You should do it.
Meaning we don't need anything special for it, just connection.
Other than connection, nothing. What's preparation? Try to come in the evening as well. During the reading of the Zohar, maybe instead of the Zohar, you want to have half an hour of Zohar and then another short article. But beware that no one disturbs the other. That there's order, and not that people talk and do what they feel like. Be very careful. Keep the order meticulously. Enter quietly. Sit down quietly. We appreciate whoever is reading. Doesn't matter what we read. What matters is that I can connect with them in my heart and soul until I discover the Creator. Until I discover Him. That's clear, yeah? I have nothing more to add. But you should be good kids. I'm very grateful to all the organizers. Try to maintain the order. That's it. And also, together with that, we need to discover the next step for the next Congress, the Italian-European Congress, the way it would be. I still didn't receive any material. We need to think. The plan is there. Also, the Congress plan is not there? There's no lesson plan yet? Where's Moshe? There's a plan of sorts, no? The topic of each lesson.
The friends from Europe are discussing it.
No, I got something from someone. Where? Purpose of creation, the plan of creation, such things. Topics that are closer to campus students. No? I'll send you. I don't know. It's written. I don't know, maybe it's from before. So they're discussing it.
So they're discussing, and today there'll be a meeting with Yuti. We'll talk about the content. So send it to us, and we'll send it to you.
Okay, I'll do it now. But look into it, and in general, discuss it here, there, so it wouldn't be the same. We will always have an awakening because each time is a new assembly, you have new discernments in all the friends that connect during the Congress, but it's recommended to have topics that are a little different, maybe towards more current affairs in Europe, I don't know.
Yesterday you said that we're entering a period where we're starting to discover what the 10 is in practice. Can you give some kind of milestone so that we can check whether we're in the right direction to discover what a 10 is?
We need to pray to the Creator. I'm saying it with utmost importance. A few minutes, the 10 is praying and asking for what it thinks is important for it to receive. It's important for it to receive these kind of discernments and feel these things and receive strength for that and so on and so forth. Sitting together and asking a few minutes, each one quietly with himself.
בסוף השיעור הישיבה גם כן שוב לשבת בשקט להודות.
Also the end of the assembly, sit together quietly in gratitude about the beautiful lesson that we had, and we tried as much as possible to aim at you. And we're leaving the meeting between us, and you should keep us connected above all the life's occurrences that we will surely absorb. And also in the evening, try to come in the evening here. It doesn't have to be from 6 to 7 Israel time. It could be 7 to 8, maybe 30 minutes. Somehow it's very important. Very important. And read something. Maybe do a workshop. Try it.
אם יש לכם אפשרות, הייתי עושה אולי עוד ישיבה, עוד
משהו. If you have the possibility, you have another meeting maybe on Friday. Maintain the meals. A meal is an assembly. I have to keep the order and the seriousness as much as possible, even more so than when I'm here. Try it. That's it. Nothing more to add. Be well. Those who will come to the Zohar, we will study together, and good luck. Riga. Daily task.
Well, first of all, we're inviting everyone for vacation in Riga. So you're all invited, and that will solve the problem. And the daily task is, during the day, we lose ourselves in the group, and we stop taking control of ourselves. We express love toward the friends, and this is what we scrutinize in the 10. What do we need in order to be ready to receive the Torah? Again, during the day, we lose ourselves in the group. We cease to control ourselves, and we express love toward the friends, and in this state we scrutinize in the 10 what's necessary in order to be ready to receive the Torah. And this evening, the Zohar lesson at 6 p.m.
kab.co.il. Toda latzofim betelevizia, yom tov.
נחזור הדמעות מלוכות כמו הים הניצות שבנו כמו אור אלפי דרכים בעולם רק אחת תוביל אל הדרור
בין השמחות והדמעות איך נדע מה לבחור איך נדע איך נדע החיים הם נד נדע מהאמת רואים מפוך מגבוה רואים נמוך איך נדע איך נדע החיים הם נד נדע מהאמת רואים מפוך מגבוה הגגו הגובר מורח ילדות שנצרח עוד מהבית הישן בחצר בליבו של כל אדם יש ניצות של אהבה כמו כינור ומיתרה כמה יפה מה